down here at the bottom, that's where it started.
Woodworker Mark Knoll has something odd sitting in a clear glass box in his living room. It's a 550-foot-long wooden chain. It's got nearly 2,000 individual links, all made from one giant silver maple tree from Knoll's father's woodlot. The work took 3,000 hours and nearly a decade to complete, and its journey will reach a new destination later this month as part of Art Prize in Grand Rapids. It represents more than just hard work, though. For Knoll, it's a symbol of 10 years of determination, love, tragedy, and persistence.
It took so much time and thought that sometimes I look at it and I wonder, God, how could a guy even do that? And then, oh, well, that was me, I guess.
To understand how this piece came to be, let's go back to 2002. That's when Knoll decided to sell his stake in Hickory Builders, the construction company he helped found back in 1989. He still loved working with wood. It was the new computers that tripped him up.
I still don't have a computer, and the company could not expand past me. So it came to a point of either the company was going to stagnate, or I was going to have to step back and have them replace me with somebody that's a lot more computer savvy.
When he left the business, Knoll wanted to get as far away from computers as he could. He decided to follow in the footsteps of his grandfather, who hand-carved gorgeous wooden chains back when Knoll was a kid. He wasn't satisfied with just any chain, though. Knoll wanted to go big, like record-setting big.
But I think every human being somehow longs for being unique or an individual or different, doing something different or unusual or interesting.
You may not realize it, but carving requires careful mathematics. Once Knoll found a large enough tree, he had to narrow it down to just the right size. Then he had to make little marks and outlines along the entire surface so he could know exactly where to carve. That way, when he finished, all of the little links were interconnected, so you can't pull them apart. No gaps, no gluing required. Planning this took an entire winter, but once it was done, the process became a simple rhythm. Drill, saw, carve. Drill, saw, carve. All this for 8 years. It became comforting, Knoll says, especially when bad news poured in.
My wife was diagnosed with lung cancer, and she passed away in 2003, and her funeral was on a Tuesday. And 3 days later, my best friend, he died of a massive heart attack in his wife's arms. It helped a lot when my wife was sick and she passed away because you can't concentrate on anything except for the task at hand when you're working on this chain. And I'd go out in the winter when I was really lonely and turn on the stereo, and I put on my headphones and my dust mask and go in there and concentrate on nothing else but the task at hand. It was an anchor chain, so to speak, but I think that there's a lot to be said for, you know, a thread of logic run through your life or a thread of continuity run through your life, and I think everybody needs that. And this did give me something I could go back to.
In 2009, Knoll finished the project. He got his world record. But now, 15 years after he began, Knoll talks about the achievement as a kind of afterthought. What he talks about now is how finishing the chain marked a kind of endpoint for all those hard times. Finishing let him move on.
And so as all that stuff started clearing up and I started finishing the chain, it all seemed to be like an ending point.
Knoll hopes Art Prize can be the place where he shows the pain and tragedy that went into this and have it carry on after he's gone.
An art project that is enduring. And I think everybody has that in the back of their mind, to leave something that's bigger than you are.
He'll see the results of that when the piece is unveiled at Art Prize on September 23rd. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.